Springfield's Talk 104.1. Good Monday. Sunny, a high of 53 today. A look at the KTTS First Alert forecast coming up here in just a bit. Trump announced to speak at CPAC conference, his first public appearance. Well, and it's not really true. The headline here reads, this is Fox News, Trump to speak at CPAC conference and first public appearance post-White House. Now, he's made some appearances, that parade last Monday. Well, it wasn't really a parade. It was a rally, and he drove by. But in terms of a, you know, predetermined speaking engagement, I suspect this probably is the first public appearance that he will be making. Signaling he's not going away anytime soon. In the meantime, you've got the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. He's laid down a marker and said, I won't support Trump if he runs again. And then there is some new numbers regarding Trump's popularity amongst Republican voters. And it's the sort of thing that I think makes sense to you and me. I mean, we get it. We understand. But it's clear that the Republican Party does not, they still just don't get it. They do not understand why it is that so many people supported Donald Trump. They don't get it. See, in their minds, politically speaking, Trump is damaged, and so it's time to move on. And you hear them say this over and over again. It's time to move on. The Republican Party needs a new face. As if the reason that millions upon millions of Americans who supported Trump supported him for strategic reasons, politically speaking. And you see this divide where they just don't get, they don't understand. Why don't you people understand? He lost. He's damaged. It's time to pick somebody else now. Iran and China have made it clear over the weekend they are once again in the driver's seat when it comes to any sort of agreements with the United States. So we've got quite a bit on our plate this morning. First, we're going to kick things off with the latest news update on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. KTTS First Alert forecast sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvement. Sunny 53 today, clear 34 tonight, sunny 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 50. It's 28 now. I didn't know we were going to get in the mid-60s. Is that right? That's what it says? Yeah, 64 tomorrow. Former President Trump will make his first major public appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC. Later this month, Fox News has learned. Traditionally, you better watch out. You know, he might incite people. He may show up and all of a sudden, all of these CPAC folks in attendance, they may just go and try and commit an act of insurrection. Traditionally held outside of Washington, D.C., the 2021 CPAC conference will kick off in Orlando, Florida. Thursday, Trump will be talking about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. Also, look for the 45th president to take on Biden's disastrous amnesty and border policy, according to a source familiar with Trump's speech. I am interested to see how freewheeling this is versus a more structured and defined speech. I mean, we've seen that he's capable of doing both. Generally, they're very, very different, just in a sense of feel. I mean, you could tell when he gets up there and he's just sort of like, hey, what's up? Making some jabs, and he's freewheeling a little bit versus a number of events, State of the Union, for example, being one, in which it is all scripted out ahead of time. It is much more disciplined. Which of the two this will be could very well be a hybrid. Got the freewheeling component to it, but then gets on track, starts hitting very specific points, and then, you know, sort of dips his toe in both ponds. Just with Trump, you don't know. So we're going to find out. There were completely misleading headlines about Mike Pence not accepting an invitation to CPAC. And if you read some of the headlines, they made it seem like Pence wasn't going because he feels that Trump has betrayed him, that this Trump is this horrible, awful person. He's bitter. He's angry at Trump, so he's refusing to go to CPAC. But then if you read the articles, I grabbed a Fox News one, it had nothing at all to do with that. You read through, Mike Pence had a bunch of other stuff going on. So they, I mean, this is what the article said when you get past the misleading headline. And it was a Fox News headline. But then, you know, they speak to some aide or former aide anonymously of Pence's who mentioned, unconnected to CPAC, that Pence was upset that Trump, you know, was calling him out as he presided over the Senate. So two totally separate situations, but they conflated it to make it seem as if that's the reason Pence wasn't going to CPAC. In terms of the substance of the article, it had nothing to do with that. I mean, you really do have to get into, and you don't even know if the story itself is going to be accurate, if it's going to be true, but I see a headline like that, and I thought, all right, well, let's see what's really going on. Coming up after the break, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he will not back Trump in a 2024 bid. And then a new Suffolk University USA Today poll finding that Trump support largely unshaken by supporters and by double digits. Republican voters say that they would leave the Republican Party and join a Trump party if he struck by 2-1. Well, not quite two, almost 2-1. It's double digit, 46-27%. 46% of Republican voters saying if Trump started up a third party, they'd leave the GOP. They'd no longer be Republicans. 27% said no, they'd stay, half undecided. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Any of the show you miss, we've got the on-demand section at KSGF.com and the KSGF app on-demand, sponsored by GunTech Nixa. Governor Asa Hutchinson, Arkansas, says he will not back a Trump 2024 bid. He said Sunday that he will not back Trump if he runs in 2024, saying it's time to move on to different voices in the Republican Party. Man, these guys and gals just don't get it. Have you ever seen people so obtuse? When asked on CNN, State the Nation, whether he would ever support Trump again. See, once again, Republicans have to cleanse themselves. Republicans are expected to publicly repent. And the media is, these folks, they play right into the hands of the media. The media, the entire point here is to try to create divisions within the Republican Party. This is becoming the new abortion question. They used to always ask these abortion questions, you know, to show how extreme. So how extreme Republicans are, especially if things were looking up for them. Todd Akin, of course, a perfect example. Hey, I know. Let's throw a random, or with Mitt Romney, it was birth control. Like, out of the blue. Now, George Stephanopoulos, do you support? I forget the exact question, but it had something to do with birth control. What does this have to do with anything? But that way they can make it a talking point. That way it can become a news story. So now, instead of asking about abortion, it's, do you support Trump? Will you support Trump if he runs again? Trump, quote, should not define our future. We've got to define it for ourselves, a Republican governor added. Who's we? Who's we? I find this very interesting, this we have to decide the direction of the Republican Party. What do you mean, the elites? This is a very stark difference between Republican voters and Republican Party members, and maybe even some loyal party loyal activists. The reason to support someone is electability. This is why we were told as a country that John McCain needed to get the nominee because he was the most electable. Reach across the aisle. Mitt Romney, the same thing. Reach across the aisle. Oh, he's a sort of Republican that some Democrats could support. You hear all that stuff. So now it's all electability, and of course the track record is horrible when it comes to electability, and these folks that we're told are the most likely to win, as opposed to somebody like Donald Trump that would absolutely destroy any opportunity the Republicans to get the White House. Of course he did. Many Republicans rode his coattails. So they look at it from electability. So we need a new face. It's time to move on. To which a lot of Trump supporters are saying, to what? What are we moving on to? Back to groveling before the media? Back to compromising principles? Back to telling Republican voters they have to sit there and take all the accusations of racism and homophobia and you hate the poor and you hate the environment. You just have to sit down and shut up and take it because that's your lot in life. Back to that. Well, according to some new polling number, Suffolk University USA Today poll, that isn't flying with Republican voters. By double digits, 46% to 27%, those surveyed say that they would abandon the Republican Party and join the Trump Party if the former president decided to create one. Brandon Keitel, 27, a Republican and small business owner from Milwaukee, said in an interview, "We feel like Republicans don't fight enough for us, and we all see Donald Trump fighting for us as hard as he can every single day. But then you have establishment Republicans who just agree with establishment Democrats and everything, and they don't even push back." Half of those polled say the GOP should become more loyal to Trump, even at the cost of losing support amongst establishment Republicans. 1 in 5, 19%, say the party should become less loyal to Trump and more aligned with establishment Republicans. See, it doesn't have anything to do with loyalty. This, again, is what they misunderstand. It is this sense that Trump is fighting for the voters and that Trump's ultimate goal is to make this country the best it can possibly be. It's a shared goal. It's a shared reason why. It's not because of some Trump loyalty. It's not because of some cult following. It's not because, he's got the greatest personality and bedside manner in the world. It's none of that. It is a shared goal and a shared love of the country and a desire to be number one. You know, that is how you get a following that runs very deep. It's because they see and they believe, people believe that another person you're sacrificing for me, you are fighting for me. That creates a tremendous bond. And that's not the sort of thing that goes away, particularly when the Republican Party is, to most voters, totally absent of that. We've got to take a break more ahead. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. There was a survey of 1,000 Trump voters identified from 2020 polls taken by landline and cell phone Monday through Friday, margin of error plus or minus 3.1%, finding that by double digits, those surveyed that are Republican voters said they would leave the Republican Party to join a Trump Party. 46% saying they would. Only 27% of Republican voters that were surveyed, that were Trump supporters, said no, they would stay with the Republican Party. The rest, undecided. They expressed stronger loyalty to Trump than they did the Republican Party that twice nominated him to the White House. There are Now, there's impeachment. Yeah, I'm not that interested in that. I mean, you can imagine how the polling looked for impeachment. But I did also find, and we'll share this coming up, the hit that Fox News has taken in terms of its trustworthiness by these Trump supporters that were polled in the Suffolk University USA Today poll. So we're going to get that coming up next. We've got a traffic update with Jason Ryman. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Miss any of the show, you can get it on demand. Sponsored by GunTech and Nixa, either at KSGF.com or the KSGF app. Sunny, 53 today. Going to get into the mid-60s, believe it or not. Jason Rima first with the latest news update on Springfield's Talk 104.1. KTZS First Alert forecast. Sunny, 53 today, 34 tonight, 64 tomorrow. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 50. It's 28. Don Carricker and Alex Carricker. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. You want great rates. You want great terms. I mean, we all want that, but we don't want a painful experience. And so often that's what comes along with it. You take what should be a life-changing experience in a good way, buying that brand new home, and it turns out to be exhaustingly frustrating and stressful oftentimes, but not for the folks who use Don Carricker's IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com. It's very simple. You could visit the site, get all sorts of information there, and get started on the process by entering some very basic information. It's as easy as that, and it's all at IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. There's new polling that was done over the past week, and it finds that 46% of Trump supporters, Trump voters, would leave the Republican Party if he formed a third party. Only 27% said they'd stay. The rest were undecided. 8 in 10 say that they are less likely to vote for a Republican candidate who supported Trump's impeachment. 80% say the 7 Republican senators who voted to convict Trump were motivated by political calculations, not their consciences. So in other words, all this deep soul-searching stuff that, you know, they're portraying and the signal by Mitch McConnell to vote your conscience, people don't buy it. I think it's total BS. They think they're lying. They think Mitt Romney's a liar, Murkowski's a liar, Collins is a liar, all those Republicans who portrayed themselves as doing the difficult but right thing. Nope, not buying it. By a 2-to-1 margin, 59% to 29%, Trump voters say they want him to run for president again in 2024. If he does run, 3 of 4, that's 76%, say that they will support him for the nomination. 85% would vote for him in the general election. Do you think any Republican right now could get anywhere close to those numbers? Now these numbers are naturally going to be a bit higher because still are relatively recently off the election. And so you still have the emotional engagement component to it. But I don't see those numbers waning much, especially if there is not some alternative. There is no way any establishment Republican is going to come anywhere close to getting this sort of loyalty or this sort of support. Because again, as I mentioned earlier, the goal isn't the same for the average Republican voter. And that is, they feel genuinely America first, America number one, not in there just for your own political careers. And that's one of the reasons that they like Trump so much. Now, when it comes to news outlets, Fox News, in 2016, 58% of Trump voters said Fox was their most trusted news source. That slashed down to 34%. So almost cut in half, probably around 40% or so. Trust has risen in 2 relatively new outlets. And I could suspect many of you know what those outlets are. Newsmax is the most trusted among 17% of Trump voters, followed by 9% for One American News Network. Given the, and those numbers don't sound huge, but given how small those two entities are, and you can see it in the production value. You could just tell that they don't have anywhere near the resources that any of the other outfits do. The fact that you could get 17% amongst Trump voters with Newsmax and 9% for One American News Network, I mean, that is pretty remarkable. I mean, I don't know that if you polled the population at large, you would have 5% even know what One American News Network is. And you can guarantee if they ever do pick up more popularity, they'll start attaching them to QAnon in order to discredit them. All right. A couple of other things here after the break. We've got China calling for a reset in relations with the U.S. In other words, they're making demands on us, roll back some of the tariffs. Iran is also now making demands on the United States. We're back to other countries leading us around instead of what we became accustomed to the last 4 years, and that is a president that comes in and says, no, we're the United States. If you want to engage in any sort of agreement with us, you have to follow our rules, not the other way around. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. Chinese Foreign Minister announced today Beijing is prepared to engage in a candid communication with the U.S., but warns the United States to stop interfering with its internal affairs. Reuters reporting that Wang Yi, the senior Chinese diplomat, spoke at a forum in Beijing and said there were obvious mutual topics of interest for both countries, ranging from COVID to climate change. He said that he hoped the Biden administration considers removing tariffs and avoids entanglement in the affairs with Taiwan. A lot of this has to do with their concentration camps, see. Trump, of course, hiked tariffs on Chinese imports in 2017, imposed bans on and other restrictions on Chinese tech companies and academic exchanges as he sought to address concerns about an imbalance in trade and accusations of Chinese theft of American technology. Not just accusations. We all know what happens. Biden just recently had a phone call with President Xi Jinping and said his counterpart was focused on maintaining a united, tightly controlled China. And I suspect that, listen, China wanted Biden to be president. They openly endorsed Biden for president. Of course, we all know that his son was managing somehow to get hordes of money from Chinese interests, of which he claimed that his dad would, you know, usually get a cut of any money that he would receive. And this isn't just a Biden situation. This is the way things have always been done, except for the past 4 years. We reward bad behavior. Iran says it will begin limiting international monitoring of its nuclear sites. They're demanding that we lift the sanctions put upon them, promising that we will start doing, they will start doing, what it is that we want them to do as long as we lift sanctions. Again, it's rewarding bad behavior. You act up, you know, a country, in this case Iran, they want something from the United States, they want sanctions lifted, so they begin behaving badly and say, well, we'll stop behaving badly if you give us what we want. In this case, part of the whole deal with the, and this is a repeat of North Korea, by the way. Remember hearing about the snapback. Oh, we're going to have cameras everywhere monitoring their nuclear activities. And the minute that we see that they are in violation, we're going to snap back the lifting of sanctions. It was Obama's terminology. That's how we could guarantee they would behave. Do you know what they're saying now? And the United Nations has agreed to disconnecting the cameras so they cannot be monitored full time. That is a move that was made by North Korea as well when they really began ramping up their nuclear capabilities. And here we are again, this time with Iran. And I'm sure, which is what they know and they're banking on, we're going to give them what they want. And claim that peace was achieved. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I am Nick Reed. Disney Plus giving The Muppet Show an offensive content disclaimer before select episodes. I bounce, I think, like a lot of folks, between... aggravation. And just throwing my hands up and thinking, laughing. Between that and Coca-Cola, sure many of you saw this fight. I mean, it's all over the internet. Somebody allowed to leak out some of these workshops. I just have never seen on full display such racism. Teaching workers to be less white. Some of the ways that a person can be less white, according to the teachings by Coca-Cola, be less oppressive, be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive. See, if you don't like this, if you don't like being demonized based on your race, you're just too sensitive, see? That's part of the problem. That proves that you're a racist. Because you don't like racism. Gaslighting. Be more humble. Listen. Believe. Believe what? What the hell does that mean? Believe? Believe what? Oh, that you're racist if you're white. Break with apathy. Break with white solidarity. It is maddening for a number of reasons. One, because it's such blatant racism. And they know it's racist, which is why they've begun this narrative. And I'm not talking specifically Coca-Cola, but just those who push all of this stuff. They began some time ago the narrative, well, it's not racist if it's against this certain group of people being white people. Because they know it's racist. So they just have to declare, no, it's not. It doesn't count. That's like saying spousal abuse doesn't count if the woman's mouthy once in a while. You know, she has it coming. I mean, that's the position they're taking. You can't really be racist against white people because they have it coming, because they're oppressive and arrogant, defensive, humble. They don't listen. So all you white people, you have it coming. Don't you understand? You deserve to be treated like this. So it's not racist to be racist against white people. I can't fathom work. It just blows my mind. I get why you continue to work at a place like that. You know, you think, well, what am I going to do? All right, fine. I'll sit here and I'll go through and then I'll answer questions, the 10 multiple questions at the end to prove, or, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, just whatever. It's just nuttiness, absolute nut, and divisive. Has there ever been a moment in history where everyone collectively being forced to agree that one race of people is a problem and it's turned out well for anyone? Has that ever happened? Can we find that moment in history where a government or any institution behaved that way and in the end thought, you know what, that turned out really well for everyone? I'm unaware. We've got news in 60 seconds. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.